Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, October 6, 2025, and we have a lineup of business and corporate headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Redcare Pharmacy confirms full-year guidance following sustained positive Q3 sales performance in both Rx and non-Rx. Redcare Pharmacy NV confirms its full-year guidance after a strong Q3 performance. Total sales increased by 25% to €719 million, with year-to-date sales 27% to €2.15 billion. Non-Rx sales saw a 17% increase to €448 million in Q3. Rx sales in Germany surged by 82% to €126 million. The number of active customers reached 13.7 million, with a significant improvement in the Net Promoter Score to well over 70. Redcare Pharmacy's CEO, Olaf Heinrich, stated that they are on track to achieve at least €500 million in Rx sales for the year, reaffirming full-year guidance across all elements. The company is set to release its full interim report for the third quarter of 2025 on October 29, 2025.
Reploid Group AG. All items on the agenda of the Extraordinary General Meeting were approved. Reploid Group AG announces that at the Extraordinary General Meeting, all items on the agenda were approved as proposed. This includes the acknowledgement of the resignation of Supervisory Board Member MMAG, Mario Otter, LLM, an increase in the number of board members from 6 to 8, and the election of 3 new members for a term until the 2029 financial year. The meeting also determined the remuneration for board members for the fourth quarter of 2025 and the 2026 financial year. All resolutions were adopted with the required majority. The complete documents are available for inspection at the company's registered office in Wels, Austria. NeuroOne announces preliminary unaudited product revenue growth of 163% to record $9.1 million. Invitation to join virtual investor webinar tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. EST. NeuroOne Medical Technologies Corporation announced a 163% increase in preliminary unaudited product revenue, reaching a record $9.1 million for the fiscal year ending September 30, 2025. This growth was driven by expanded customer interest and positive outcomes with the OneRF ablation system for epilepsy patients. The company also reported $6.6 million in cash and cash equivalents as of September 30, 2025. Virtual investor webinar will be held tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. EST, where CEO Dave Rosa will discuss recent achievements and CFO Ron McClurg will provide a financial overview. Prospective investors should exercise caution as the results are preliminary and subject to adjustment. For more information, visit nmtc1.com. DataVault AI, DVLT, incorporates 4 Delaware subsidiaries to launch independent data exchanges. DataVault AI, a leader in AI-powered data valuation and monetization, has formed 4 Delaware corporations: International Elements Exchange, Inc., International NIL Exchange, Inc., Information Data Exchange, Inc., and American Political Exchange, Inc., to launch regulated blockchain-based marketplaces across various sectors. Each exchange will undergo independent regulatory review managed by Houlihan Lokey, with technology provided by NYIX and NASDAQ. Backed by a strong patent portfolio and funding from Silex, DataVault AI plans to launch its first exchanges by the end of 2025, aiming to lead in the $16 trillion global tokenized asset economy with IBM-partnered AI engines and patent-backed tokenization frameworks.
Anchor Resources receives preliminary feedback on the first basin of the seismic program, with Enercam's oil and gas Block 8, Cambodia. Anchor Resources Corp. announces preliminary feedback on the first basin of the seismic program with Enercam's oil and gas block Thait in Cambodia. Enercam Resources Co. Ltd. has identified a substantial structure in the South Bokor Basin, named the South Bokor Lead, with 48 square kilometers of closure. The seismic program covered four sub-basins on Block Thait, with the South Bokor Lead as the first drill target. The mission is to discover Cambodia's first onshore oil and gas resources to reduce the country's energy imports. The seismic program employed 38 Khmer residents and 15 contractors from Thailand. Ongoing interpretation of seismic data will determine future drilling targets for a potential exploratory drill program next year. Professional geologist Justin Snelling notes encouraging seismic features indicating potential reservoir rock development within the anticline structure.
NRx Pharmaceuticals, NRxP, to present at Noble Capital Markets Emerging Growth Virtual Equity Conference. NRx Pharmaceuticals, a clinical stage biopharmaceutical company, will have founder, chairman, and CEO Dr. Jonathan Javitt presenting at the Noble Capital Markets Emerging Growth Virtual Equity Conference on October 8, 2025. Dr. Javitt will discuss the launch of a low-dose D-cycloserine product to enhance transcranial magnetic stimulation for depression, along with the company's expanded clinical operations in Florida and collaborations with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. NRx Pharmaceuticals is focused on developing therapeutics for central nervous system disorders, such as suicidal depression, chronic pain, and PTSD, including NRx-100 and NRx-101. For more information, visit the NRx Pharmaceuticals website. Platinum Group Metals Ltd., YS American, PLG, TSX PTM, positioned to capitalize on rising market demand. Platinum Group Metals Ltd., trading on the NYSE American under the ticker symbol PLG and on the TSX under PTM, is strategically positioned to capitalize on the current surge in platinum group metal prices. With a focus on developing high-quality deposits in South Africa, particularly the Waterberg project, PLG is poised to benefit from the 40% increase in platinum prices in just 8 weeks. This surge, the largest in decades, is driven by global supply constraints, growing industrial demand, and renewed investor interest. Palladium prices have also risen by 13% in the past 4 weeks. For companies like Platinum Group Metals, with high-grade resources, this price momentum represents both an opportunity and validation of their strategic investments in platinum and palladium production.
Effective strategies for businesses to enhance visibility. In an increasingly digital world, businesses must adapt to not only survive, but thrive. Unlocking Digital Success, Strategies for Businesses to Enhance Visibility, is a groundbreaking initiative aimed at empowering companies to bolster their online presence and achieve lasting success. This initiative equips businesses with proven strategies like search engine optimization, social media marketing, and content creation to improve their visibility across digital platforms. Workshops led by industry experts will provide insights and best practices to help organizations navigate the complexities of digital marketing. Participants will learn how to leverage analytics, develop impactful content, and drive engagement through social media. Join us and unlock the secrets to amplifying your business's digital presence today.
Trilogy Metals Inc., TMQ, TMQ, Alaska's role expands in critical mineral security. The U.S. government is considering a $5 billion critical minerals fund to address supply chain concerns and rising demand, with Alaska projects like Graphite One's Graphite Creek development and Trilogy Metals' Upper Kobuk mineral projects playing a key role. Trilogy Metals, listed on NYS American as TMQ and TSX as TMQ, is positioning itself as a vital domestic source of copper, cobalt, zinc, and other strategic metals. As the demand for critical minerals grows due to electrification, renewable energy deployment, and defense applications, the reliance on China for processing and mine investments poses a long-term vulnerability for the United States. Trilogy Metals Holdings in the Ambler Mining District of Northwest Alaska, through its joint venture with South 32, make it a significant player in ensuring U.S. copper security. The businessman Jorge Fajardo will receive the Top Entrepreneur of USA distinction. Jorge Fajardo, founder and president of KPI Capital Partners, will be honored with the Top Entrepreneur of USA Award in Miami on October 9th. Recognized for his strategic investments and commitment to the Latin business ecosystem, Jorge's leadership and vision have made him a prominent figure in the corporate world. The awards ceremony, hosted by Negocios and Ejecutiva magazine, will celebrate entrepreneurs like Claudia Marquez, Rafael Marrero, and Willy Riveron. This event not only recognizes success, but also encourages new collaborations within the entrepreneurial community. Stay tuned for a night of celebration and networking at the EB Hotel in Miami on October 9th, 2025.
Revolutionizing luxury car rentals with Turo Calendar Sync. Pocket has introduced an innovative Turo Calendar Sync feature for its rental OS platform, revolutionizing luxury car rental management. This tool streamlines operations, allowing operators to manage bookings from a single interface. By automatically syncing Turo bookings, operators save time and reduce errors. Rental OS connects all operational elements, from renter verification to payouts, enhancing efficiency. The Calendar Sync improves visibility, helping operators track availability and make informed decisions. Real-time updates enhance communication with customers, fostering trust. User-friendly design ensures easy navigation for operators of all skill levels. Pocket's commitment to innovation and customer satisfaction is evident in the Turo Calendar Sync feature, empowering rental operators to deliver exceptional experiences to their customers.
Tech Media Breaks. Data Vault AI Inc., NASDAQ, DVLT, incorporates four Delaware subsidiaries to launch independent data exchanges, driving global tokenization. Data Vault AI Inc., a leader in AI-powered data valuation and monetization, has formed four Delaware subsidiaries, International Elements Exchange Inc., International NIL Exchange Inc., Information Data Exchange Inc., and American Political Exchange Inc., to launch regulated blockchain-based marketplaces. Each exchange will undergo regulatory review managed by Houlihan Lokey, with technology provided by NYIIX and NASDAQ. With funding from Silex's $150 million investment, DataVault AI aims to launch its first exchanges by year-end 2025, targeting leadership in the $16 trillion global tokenized asset economy. The company's IBM-partnered AI engines and patent-backed tokenization frameworks will drive this initiative, supported by a patent portfolio exceeding 70 assets. Learn more about DataVault AI at datavaultsite.com.
Biomed News Breaks, NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NRxP, to present at Noble Capital Markets Emerging Growth Virtual Equity Conference. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc., DAC, NRxP, will be presenting at the Noble Capital Markets Emerging Growth Virtual Equity Conference on October 8, 2025, at 9:30 a.m. ET. Dr. Jonathan Javitt, founder, chairman, and CEO, will discuss the upcoming launch of a low-dose D-cycloserine, DCS, product to enhance transcranial magnetic stimulation, TMS, for depression. The company's expanded clinical operations in Florida and collaborations with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs to treat veterans with suicidal depression and PTSD will also be highlighted. When the dollar blinks, real assets take center stage. Gold prices are rising as the U.S. dollar weakens, real rates soften, and global buyers seek non-sovereign stores of value. Spot gold nears $3,700 to $3,703 per ounce, with silver hitting a 14-year high. Central banks are buying record levels of gold, driving de-dollarization. This trend sets up a compelling opportunity for mining equities like ES Gold Corp, OTQUF, with a clear pathway to production in 2026. Other notable mining entities include Franco-Nevada Corp, NYS Alamos Gold Inc., Wyoming AGI, Eldorado Gold Corporation, NO, and OR Royalties Inc., OR, positioning themselves for success in the market.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.